How about this story from Tamara Rush?
The Trump administration has agreed to resume student loan forgiveness under two key income-driven repayment plans, a major reversal after pausing the program earlier this year. The decision comes as part of a legal settlement with the American Federation of Teachers, which sued the administration for blocking debt relief promised in original loan terms. Borrowers on the income contingent and pay-as-you-earn plans can now again qualify for cancellation, but both plans will be phased out by July 2028 under Trump's proposed loan overhaul. The deal also ensures borrowers won't face federal taxes on forgiven debt in 2025, even after a current tax exemption law expires this year. Tamira Rush, News Radio KDKA.
Here we are, 866-391-1020. 866-391-1020. A very simple question for you. Yep, one that is very simple. When you hear student loan forgiveness, before you dive into the nuances, the particulars, the odds and ends of all of this, what do you think? It feels like when you hear the words student loan forgiveness, or I recite them, or you read them, or you hear them in another news story, two teams form. And it's sometimes, actually more than not, based on generational things. And it's this. The younger people say, yeah, I'm all for it. Bring on student loan forgiveness. And again, before diving into any nuances, any particulars, any of the nuts and bolts of this, the younger people say, student loan forgiveness? Give it to me. Man, nobody told me that my loan with this interest rate was going to be something that was going to mire me in debt for years and years and years and years. And I'm just trying to get an education. I'm trying to live the American dream. I need to get that education in order to get that experience, in order to get that job that I really want. And so that's one thing. Then when you look at it with the older sect, right? The people who are my age maybe, and especially a little bit older, there's a pretty hard line. And they subscribe to, for the most part, listen. You borrowed it, you pay it back. That's what has to happen. No ifs, no ands, no buts. That's the way that it works. You're not getting one red cent from me to help you out, nor should you. So when I say it, student loan forgiveness, which side do you fall on? Or has a third lane sort of formed here in all of this? That's the discussion to start the show today at 866-391-1020. Were you previously a hardliner? Not one dime from me. But now you see the plight. Now you see where some kids, so to speak, are. And now you see the state of the economy or perhaps the state of student loans or maybe do understand, yeah, it could be nice to give them a bit of a break because, well, maybe they just didn't know what they were getting into. Has that third lane formed where you can compromise some? Or have you stayed true to what you thought it's always been? You borrowed it. You pay it back in full, plus the interest. You know, I'm kind of in a third lane a little bit. If you're showing in good faith and in good conscience to pay back on that premium, right? And you're paying and making at least a decent sized minimum payment, I can understand and I'll listen to you. But if you're somebody who's blowing it all the way off and thinking, well, somebody's just going to pay for my college for me. It's not a scholarship, it's a loan. So in all of that, you do have to get into the nuances. This is something that I have found though. There are a lot of people who will have a non-starter when having this conversation. And again, a lot of it's based on age. You approach a lot of people with those words, student loan forgiveness. And they'll tell you, I know what the definition of a loan is. A loan is you pay it back. I don't want to hear any of this nonsense, not one bit. But now, when the Trump administration says it's canceling student debt for millions of borrowers, and that's a pivot from its previous moves to block some loan forgiveness plans. That may get some people who are hardliners, some people who are old school people, some people who never thought that they'd think this way, that might get them to change a little bit. Now, it's an agreement also with the American Federation of Teachers, and the White House will again start processing these student loan forgiveness payments for eligible borrowers in these two income-driven repayment plans. So, they've got over 2.5 million enrollees total, and those are in those two plans. Now, it's contingent on a lot of different things. President Trump's big, beautiful bill is slated to phase out those two programs by July 1st, 2028. So you better get to getting if you want to get your student loan forgiven some. Now, the agreement, and borrowers who become eligible for student loan forgiveness this year will not owe federal taxes on that relief. That's what the Trump administration said. I think that could be at odds with some people. Where I come down on this is, again, I'm a convert. I was hardcore up until a little while ago. You borrowed it, you pay it back in full. You understood the document when you signed on the dotted line. You knew pretty much what you were getting into. Now I understand it's going to do us no good if we keep miring young people in debt. We're 100% never going to advance as a society unless we offer that. And there has to be a drop-off date. If you're going to implement such a program, it has to start some date. So you're going to always have someone mad. Someone who said, well, I paid mine back in full. Well, yep, there's got to be a date to start. Now, again, I'm not for full charity. I'm just for helping people out some.